Jamil, that fourth goal, your first for ever such a long time. It's been a hell of a road back, and that must have been a fantastic feeling for you.
Yeah, great feeling. Like I said, I didn't know how to celebrate or what to do, obviously, when I scored. But, you know, obviously the lads put us in such a great position before that. So I was happy to obviously come on and get the opportunity to score that goal.
There must have been some dark days in the last sort of year or so on the road back to this. And this sort of day makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's been well documented, you know, like obviously in the gym on my own at times. And it's obviously tough, but hopefully I'll put that to the back of me now and behind me and obviously try to look forward to the future and scoring more goals.
It does give you that impetus, though, doesn't it, to think, well, actually, I've come back from this now and I'm moving forward, and it'll give you that great confidence that you need.
Yeah, I think the lads probably think I'm a broken record, but I go on at them all the time when they moan about training, like, nothing, there's nothing worse than being injured for 12 months. So just get on with it and, you know, try and look forward. And, you know, it's a wonderful job we've got playing football. It's something we dream about when we're kids. So, you know, when you come in and you moan about it, you don't lose sight of how hard it is to stay playing and, you know, the little injuries you get. So we've got to enjoy it while we can.
And you ran over to the physio as well, which I thought was quite a telling moment in the celebration.
Yeah, Luke's obviously taken probably my frustration in the last 12 months or so. And he's always looked after me, you know, come in and try to put me in a good mood. So I felt like I had to celebrate with him. I told him, as soon as I score, you get ready. And I had to come and celebrate with him, really. So that's why I came over.
And from a team basis, two wins in a week and it all turns round. And after a stuttering start, it's up and running now.
Yeah, I think we were creating the chances, you know, in the first couple of games without probably scoring. And like the gaffer said, it was probably just a little bit snatching at it, some of the chances when we got them. But, you know, I think that was coming. We scored four goals in two games now on the trot, so we've been creating loads of chances. And if we keep creating those chances, like I said, we'll score a lot of goals, and like we've done in the last two games.
Lots and lots of quality, because goals are coming from around the pitch as well. Jimmy Ryan's got his first one today, an absolute cracker.
Yeah, it was probably a flat performance from both teams before the goal. Obviously, Jimmy took that goal fantastically well, you know, lit the game up, and from then we didn't look back, and we pushed on and obviously made them look second best, and they were.
Competition for places, obviously David Ball and Jamie Proctor on the score sheet, Declan McManus is up and running, now you are. Great for the manager to have these sort of issues for selection.
Yeah, definitely, you know, all the strikers have obviously staked their claim, scored goals in the last couple of games, so, you know, it's obviously a good headache for the gaffer. It's good as well for the lads that we're pushing each other, and like I said, shout out to obviously the midfielders and all the other lads that are creating for us as well, because we can't score without them. I thought Proc was fantastic today, Bally as well, fantastic, you know. Deck obviously didn't get his chance today, but his time will come, and he'll score goals as well. So it's fantastic for the lads, and obviously for the supporters as well, that we've got four of us at the minute that can score goals.
And thinking about the supporters, terrific atmosphere around the ground today as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think, you know, they got behind us obviously, and we scored the goals to obviously repay them for the support they were showing to us today, and that was fantastic. Obviously, to see them supporting us.
And after a game like that, I can't wait for the next one, I suppose.
Yeah, we're the same, you know, two wins on the trot now, and we just want to carry on and kick on, you know. Obviously next week we play Doncaster, and we're looking forward to that game now, you know, try to recharge and get ready and try and bring that same energy we brought today into the game next week.